Good evening, Campo Verde High School. My name is Mason Tanquiri. I'll be evaluating in the area of visual individual. So that means I'll be on the field with you today. I wish you the very best of luck. I'm so very excited to see what you do tonight. And I'll be back with you and ready to go. All right, here we go. I really like the characterization on the field. Great layering on the boat with the brass. Yeah, great sense of maturity from the performers over here next to the dock, if you will. That's what I call it, the little bridge or the dock. Alright, so as we're going into the round of the flood, just make sure we approach it all the same way. Some of us go on heel first, some of us go on toe first. And on the backwards march with the flutes, a lot of us kind of falling down onto those heels. Let's make sure we're staying on the platforms and being consistent performer to performer. Good transition going to the side marching there. Just make sure that we're approaching the slide the same way. A lot of us are having the hips go in direction of travel. Some of us are keeping it forward, so make sure it's more consistent. Snares and tenor spacing issue concerns over there. As we develop onto the line on the 35 side one, a lot of us arrived a little bit early. Do a little bit better job in the pacing of that. Yeah, some foot phasing issues on the saxophone. Some people on the wrong feet and pretty significantly slow. And on the forest march, people just dragging the toes. Let's get the toes up in the air. A good amount of demand here on the backwards march. Good. And pretty well achieved there, getting to the hall. Let's make sure we lift up on those halls. So when we get to that hall, we're not sinking down into that. Yeah, pretty good. Step off of the clarinet. Let's make sure we're keeping our hips and shoulders forward. Yeah, good transition in from the halftime to the single time there. Pretty well achieved. Yeah, going here to the flutter again. A lot of different interpretations on the technique of that, and especially within the swing a lot in the upper body. Yeah, good staging here, getting onto the boat. Look at the small details. Some people had different body facings. They just looked a little bit awkward. Yeah, nice visual musicality in there. Here, a lot of side-to-side discrepancies. And going into the chasse, refine that a little bit. Toe ball heel turned out. Some people kind of going parallel. Yeah, as we're getting to the line, the windows, especially getting into the 40, make sure we don't get there too soon, especially the people in the middle. Yeah, nice do-si-dos there. Good job of having people take a straight line path, even step size there to have clean drill. Appreciate that. Alright, so with this, all this body stuff that we're doing, it's nice and in time. Let's be a little bit more confident in what we're doing. So make everything just a little bit bigger, present a little bit more confidence. In terms of upper body carriage, brass is pretty strong. Really good job lengthening the spine. Chin's up, good job for you. Yeah, nice coupe walk with the brass. Nice in time, good. Oh, just detailing from an individual level. The toes tucked, they not tucked here in the back. Just a couple things to look at, a couple spatial things as well. Side to side definition is the knee on the dots, the foot on the dots. Some small things that will help probably clear up these diagonals a little bit. Yeah, on the slow march, making sure we're demonstrating a nice sense of control in the upper body. Right now we're just kind of falling into it a little bit. Overall, as an ensemble, we're doing pretty well, but there's just a couple individuals that are sticking out. As we're getting clean, individuals are going to stick more and more. So I think where we really are right now is we need to clean more at an individual level. Looking at the upper body carriage again, brass very strong. A couple baritones could be a little bit stronger. With the broken body poses here, pretty good. Good. And good control getting out of that. little hesitations into bringing the horns up at the brass. Yeah, something that's really going to help with that is having even step size. A lot of us getting there a little bit too soon. Yeah, pretty good display of the backwards technique march with the woodwinds getting there. Oh, brass, we're going to make sure we get to the hold at the same time. And also getting to the lunge. Some of us leading with the heel as opposed to going with the toe first. Yeah, great visual musicality on that plie there. Good. Good. Yeah. A lot of good maturity with the drum line over here. Great posture, great presence. Good. That great spacing with the woodwinds over here. Set up that set very well. Good for you. And on the backward slide, some foot phasing on the backward slides over within the saxophones. Yeah, halftime with the tubas. Very good job of technique demonstration there. All right, brass, we could set up the spacing a little bit better here on this slight curvilinear form. Great initiation onto the technique over here. All right, so we're having some very big step size discrepancies with the brass, the low brass specifically, about 3 step differences from people on the curvilinear form. Yeah, fatigue starting to show in the brass posture. We're not quite as strong as we did as we were at the beginning. We're starting to see the shoulders pop behind the hips a little bit. Shoulders creeping up to the ears as well. We were much stronger at the beginning. Just to make sure that we work as being stronger, if not as strong, as we were at the beginning of the show. A good visual musicality with the soloist. And as we're going through the flutter round, let's make sure that we are not swinging so much with the upper body. Let's demonstrate a little bit more control on that. But again, ensemble, we're doing a very good job. It's just individual sticking out. That's kind of popping out every now and then, and it's kind of a little bit disrupting to the flow and the continuity visually. So I think that's just where we're at right now. Visually, like an ensemble, we're doing very well. But the cleaner we're getting, the more that these individuals are starting to stick out. So just go ahead and start going there from there. Hope my comments have been useful. Thank you.